We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the worst Patriots offense since 2003. Yes. Dominant run game.
2003, they won the Super Bowl.
You know, everyone thinks we suck.
Dale Arnold.
We're going to be world champs again, but this time of partying.
Oh, my God.
We are talking about getting L.I.T.
It's lit.
Rich Keefe.
Who is now the MVP of the NFL?
Your guy, Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson.
Oh, yes.
Dale and Keefe, middays.
We have been hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray, run amok, and flat out deceived.
Custom. On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Hour number three, Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio WEEI. Steve DeAussie's in the house with us. We began the show talking about the being bamboozled and hoodwinked by Rob Gronkowski
in yesterday's paper.
Phony baloney announcement. When? And that got blown off the pages because Antonio Brown has taken to both Instagram and Twitter. And now it's the exact same message on both.
Yeah, you know.
Started with Instagram. It's a picture of he and Tom Brady hugging after Brown scored his only touchdown against Miami, down in Miami against the Dolphins. And underneath the picture, Antonio wrote, quote, "Mr. Kraft, I apologize sincerely to you and your organization. All I wanted to be was an asset to the organization. Sorry for the bad media and the drama. Thank you sincerely, AB."
Yep. Let
now,
him back.
Since then, that Instagram has been liked by, among others, Tom Brady, Trent Brown, Philip Dorsett, Mike Gillisley, Stephon Gilmore, Julian Edelman, Brandon Bolden, James White, on and on and on and on.
Trent Brown, huh?
Yeah, he liked
from
it
the
too.
Raiders. what's he like about that?
He spent a very brief amount of time.
Yeah, with, yeah,
like everybody should. You think everybody should forgive him.
Yeah,
definitely
right. Exactly.
AB.
He's nothing wrong there. Yeah, yep. Everything's fine.
So the question, obviously, and look, this has become the story all across the football landscape here over the last hour or so, is to what end? Is this simply, oh, what the heck, apologize in case, you know, somebody wants to bring you back? Does he have an idea? Has he been tipped off by the NFL that they're about to clear him here in this investigation?
Yeah, you don't know. I mean, there's always the case, too, with Antonio Brown. Is he just in that kind of mood today? Right? Because we've seen him freak out about how he doesn't want to play in the NFL, and the NFL can go pound sand, and the NFL needs him more than he needs the NFL. And then the next day, I'm so sorry. And clearly somebody wrote something for him, and it was like, I'm so sorry. I'm just frustrated with this. Please clear my name. He's kind of been all over the map. He was Instagramming out pictures of lions not too long ago, just like constant big cats. And you're like, all right, there's that. I do think, though, to specifically mention Robert Kraft, something has to be going on. It wasn't just, hey, I want to apologize. Like, it wasn't just like a loose apology to everybody. You know, one of those, hey, sorry, guys, if I offended you or if I did something wrong. This was specifically to Robert Kraft, which was the one guy in New England that he had anything not positive to say about even after he got released. He said great things about Belichick, great things about Brady. And so for him to do this, maybe he does know something's up. Or he's just trying to help the process along a little bit.
He didn't write this.
Maybe he didn't.
No, I don't think he wrote
this
it either.
But that's, I don't mind.
That's fine.
I don't mind.
Yeah, I have no issues.
You know, it's still his account. And if he had some help writing this, simply because it's not, there seems to be very little emotion in this whole thing. Every one of his tweets or Instagram posts seem to be very, other than the wildlife pictures, they seem to be
some nice lions.
Yeah.
So, if you want to take a look at some lion
emotional
memes.
You know,
This one does have a couple exclamation points, but nothing over the top. Nothing right. Like there's not like a million of
unless
them.
Unless somebody got to him and, you know, hey, look, this isn't going well for you. The way you are right now doesn't seem to work. Let's try to rehabilitate your image and see what we can do.
He did sign it AB, so I assume it was him.
Right.
You know, you can't just be signing it if it wasn't you.
Listen, I mean, I hear from other places some people write those conspiracy theories for you.
Well, sometimes they do. I outsource some of them. That is true.
Look, I'll say this. There is a large portion of Patriot Nation, to get back to your point, Steve, about if the offense was doing really well, this Gronkowski thing wouldn't matter. There's a large portion of Patriot Nation that's looking at the Patriots offense and going, ooh, what can we do to fix this? Gronk's not coming back.
I was going to say, on the same day where even if you were holding out hope for Gronk, which I don't think many people were, but if you were, now you're so upset about that, and then an hour later, Antonio Brown's apologizing to the owner, and you're like, well, wait a minute.
Now, right.
You can get things solved. And Brady's mentioned this. I think even Belichick, some of the when they've asked about it, it's sort of the old, this is the team. The draft is over. Free agency is over. The trade deadline is over. All of a sudden, this is the team. Yeah, they're going to get Isaiah Wynn back. They just got N'Keal Harry back. But this is the team. This is the roster.
Yep.
Except for the best receiver in the league is kind of the best receiver in the world is kind of hanging out there and is available to you.
So today the Dolphins cut running back Mark Walton, and we found out now he has been accused of punching a woman in the face and head multiple times and threatening his child.
Jesus.
I mean, there does come a point where teams say, I'm going to step away.
Yeah.
While Brittany Taylor has filed a civil suit against Antonio Brown, I should tell you that among the assertions in the civil suit is that in May of 2018, Antonio Brown pushed her face onto a mattress in his Miami bedroom and violently raped her while she cried and screamed. That is among the allegations that she has made.
In her civil suit.
And now, I don't know what she told the commissioner or the league.
Probably
the commissioner wasn't involved.
I mean,
that was among the things.
Probably that, yeah.
The behavior that she alleges would be enough where if the NFL thought there was any shred of truth to it, they're letting him back.
True. True. Why
if
would they?
If they thought that.
But
now, for those people who say,
oh,
it's only a
though?
Civil suit. I mean, what's the big deal here? Well, except we know that the commissioner doesn't have to prove anything.
No, the commissioner's all over the map.
He only has to believe something.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. But, I mean, what's all the details with the Trent Brown situation? Right? Like, I mean, I guess that's the thing, is that they're not exactly consistent. So are they going to punish Antonio Brown differently because he's much more vocal and he's a guy that gets so much more attention? Whereas Trent Brown, even Mark Walton to a lesser degree, like those guys, it's a little easier for them to skate by, I think, just because they're not in the public light as much. And so with Antonio Brown, who gets all this attention, I wonder if they're more likely to punish him. But, I mean, again, we had this discussion when it first came out. What he is accused of is horrible, and he should be suspended or, you know, kicked off of a team or whatever else for all that stuff, if it's true. But then you run the risk of every time a player gets involved in a civil case, if you just rip them off the field and then you find out, oh, shoot, yeah, you should have been out there. Sorry.
Oh, no.
So could you depend?
No, don't misunderstand. I'm not suggesting that you just blindly accept her story. My point is, a lot of people have said, oh, come on, it's just a civil suit. What's the big deal? The basis for the civil suit is pretty reprehensible.
It is.
If a court of law rules that, yeah, you know what, she's telling the truth here, even though it's just a civil case, he's not going to prison for this. I mean, I wouldn't want him around this team or any other team if that were true.
So is it a legit question to ask? Understanding that people could take this the wrong way, is it wrong to ask why there were no criminal charges?
It's not wrong to ask.
If there was a rape scenario?
She did not. Now, if you believe her side of the story.
Right.
She didn't want him to go to jail.
Okay.
She just wanted him to pay some restitution for the things that she alleges. Supposedly, the negotiations for that restitution broke down, and she ultimately filed the civil case. She did not file criminal charges. She didn't charge him criminally.
Can't you do both?
But she didn't.
Can't you file criminal and then when you have a guilty verdict,
right,
wouldn't that be easier to get a
civil?
Isn't it easier, I don't know. I'm not
is
a lawyer.
Is it easier to prove? Is it easier to win a civil?
Yes,
when
trial than
it is absolutely. O.J. Simpson was found liable in a civil case.
Right.
He was found not guilty in the criminal case.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
which was kind of ridiculous, but he was
again.
But
again,
Steve's point is, you try to put the guy away first, and then that didn't work, and then you're like, all right, well, at the very least, I'll get some money out of you.
Yeah, if that's the case. You know, yeah. I don't know. Again, I don't know, also, and I'm not defending anything even remotely involved in this. What I'm saying is, are we banned from asking questions?
No, that's,
no, it should not. Yeah.
Not at all.
No, it should not be. Yeah. I also think if you go back to the 10 hours that the league talked with Brittany Taylor, and then in the days after that, and I understand, Dale, we've discussed this too, where, all right, you're going to then check up on some of that stuff. You're also going to eventually talk to Antonio Brown and everything else. But if there was something so damning in the 10, like if there was, look at my phone, here's a video of it, or because the way the league is.
That'd be pretty cut and dry.
Well, the way the league is, that's the only thing that they gets their attention is a video. But if there's evidence like that, then I think we already would have heard what kind of punishment there is for Antonio Brown. Not to say that it couldn't come down the road, but we already would have been tipped off. If she came in there with just all kinds of evidence, then we wouldn't be in the situation where we are now, where we're still just speculating on whether or not he's going to be kind of cleared.
Yeah. Again, these are all questions that the commissioner, I don't know how much they brought up in when they were talking to her or to him or whatever, but there's this, whatever all that is, there's something about this tweet. When you have something so out of the norm, especially for his account, this is we do think this is very much out of the norm, right? The tweet,
yes, absolutely.
Yes, it is.
Something's going on.
And whether he got information or he was just sort of,
or it's just, hey, you know what, I got to try something.
Yeah, or somebody talked to him and said, you know what, this is worth a shot. Like, hey, there's no guarantees here, Antonio, but this can't hurt at the very least. Let's sort of see what kind of traction we get from this.
Now, I was one of the people who didn't want him to come in here in the first place. I didn't want them to bring him in. As great a player as he is and all that stuff, I felt it was never going to end well. Now, I didn't know it was going to end the way it did. If they brought him back this week, it still wouldn't end well. He'll still find a way to screw this up.
Yeah, it could end in a Super Bowl,
yes,
though.
I'm not sure that he lasts long enough for that to happen.
No, and you got good evidence to say that it wouldn't based on what happened here the first time, but I also like the chances of it better now than I did week two. Because week two, you're like, oh, it's a long season. There's a long way to go.
You got a lot of opportunities to screw things up.
He's got 6 regular season games and hopefully 3 postseason games. Can he keep it together for 9? I guess it would be like 12 weeks, but like 9 games? Can he keep it together?
No.
Okay.
No. I think you move. Like him to.
It almost sounds like wishful thinking on
sure
your part.
Sure it is. Oh, of course it is.
Yeah.
But you move back in with Brady. You go right in there.
I'm not sure Giselle would be all for that.
Sorry, Giselle. Yeah. And
I think it's business.
You say, listen, Giselle, if we win the Super Bowl, this is my last year. She goes, really? You go, yes, but I need to get bunk beds with Antonio, and you need to go live in a different house for a while.
Go home to
Antonio's
Brazil
coming
go
over.
Go live in the she shed out
back
there.
Yeah, you got plenty of room, plenty of space. They need to figure that out.
Now, time-wise, and again, we are so far ahead of ourselves trying to project anything. I understand that, but can he... Is there anything about that November 30th date that matters?
So... Good question that I don't know the answer to. Like, logistically, for him to play in the playoffs.
I think that's for a trade, though. I don't think that's for a signing.
Well, it applied to Gronk.
Because he wasn't on the roster this season.
Okay. Now, I don't
Brown
know if you
was.
Were, well, but then he was cut, so he's not on the roster.
We need to get an NFL guy. John, see if you can find the answer to that about when would Antonio Brown need to be on a team in order to play in the playoffs. Because I know, like, in baseball, there's different rules. Like, you got to be on the roster by a certain point.
It makes sense to me that he would have the same rule apply to him as applies to Gronk.
Maybe.
He's not on the
roster.
Free
agents right now, but that's an interesting one. Like, is there a date where when that passes that we can give up on it, or are we going to be week 15 saying, hey, you can come back, you know, he could still come back? I don't know the answer. Obviously, there's no more trades in the league. The trade deadline is passed, so that's not happening. It would just be guys like Kaepernick, like, you know, like Antonio Brown, like whoever that are available right now.
Yeah, I just the timing of it, it makes it even more interesting. The urgency, shall we say?
Yeah, it's almost like, wait a minute, Gronk says he's not coming back? I apologize, Mr. Kraft, sincerely.
Yeah, you guys kind of need me now. If you guys were holding out hope for him, that thing's over with. So I look a little bit better now, don't I?
But don't you think AB's people would know, like 99% of us knew that Gronk wasn't coming back?
Considering
anyway.
AB's agent is Gronk's agent, yes.
You'd like to
he
think
would have
that.
A pretty good idea.
Yeah.
Although I get the sense that Gronk strings Drew Rosenhaus along, too.
Oh, maybe.
Because he keeps holding out hope as well. All right, back to the calls. Tom's in Swansea. Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right, a couple things. So AB can literally play this week, not theoretically. Next up is the exempt list. So he's never going to be on the exempt list, and he's not on the exempt list right now. From what I could tell, all players on the exempt list, there was clear, egregious evidence against all the guys, whether it's Ray Rice or Kareem Hunt. It was clear evidence that the league could say, yes, this is it. That's all we need. In this case, you don't really have that.
I don't know what they have, Tom. Neither do you.
I know, but what I'm saying is, if she had anything when she asked for like the settlement, you kind of have to make this stuff known. And if there was anything, wouldn't the lawyer say to AB, look, you kind of got to settle this, otherwise you're going to be out way more money.
Yeah, but supposedly the lawyer did. They were negotiating.
Right. And then it was, the word was that the numbers got out of hand. Okay. Well, what about the evidence of the threatening texts?
I know, but I wouldn't consider that egregious as in a precedent like the other guys, right?
Okay.
I mean,
not like having a rape charge. Yeah.
Exactly.
Or a beatdown of someone on video.
So I don't think it's anything about the league needing to clear him. Nothing like that. I don't think he's going to be on the exempt list ever until maybe the civil suit's done. If the league did set this precedent where you can't play if you have civil allegations, I mean, they would have to keep that kind of civil allegations according to rape.
They've never said that you can't play if there's a civil suit against
you. They never say you could either.
There are
exactly.
civil suits against
exactly.
players
so he's
all the
not
time.
Gonna be on, so he's not on the exempt list, and I don't think he's going to be. I think what you guys are underestimating is the optics of AB and how bad his image. I'm not saying I love AB, but I'm saying his image to the public, to the general public, is just very, very bad, especially in today's, you know, politically correct culture.
Patriots fans wouldn't care right now. Patriots fans wouldn't care right now.
Oh, I think so. I think a number would.
Not a lot.
I know
not
that
a lot.
Yeah, one, but this isn't about the Patriots. It's about, I mean, it, a little bit, but it's about the league in general. You know, and if another team were to pick him up, do you really want to be the fourth team to pick him up in a year after he's embarrassed the last two teams, which in last three teams? I mean, I think
that's the question. I think you're right, Tom. I think that's more of a question than anything else. Do you trust him to maintain a reasonable...
It's like we said, the chances of it ending, if they signed him today, the chances of him playing out the season, playing through the playoffs, however long that goes, the chances of it happening seem really slim, don't they?
But didn't you know that when you signed him the first time?
I didn't want to sign him.
Good for that very reason. Right. So you did say, having that hanging over their head didn't stop them from signing him in the first place. So
I believe the players...
There's more now, but a little more now.
Right.
But
I believe the players who have been on the exempt list, I don't know if this is the entire list, but they are Michael Vick, Jonathan Vilma, Adrian Peterson, Greg Hardy, Josh Brown, Reuben Foster, and Kareem Hunt. That's the list of guys that, since they've done this, have been on the exempt list.
The warden's exempt list for Michael Vick, or just the commissioner's exempt list?
Because
he was in jail for a year and a half.
I didn't
even
realize it existed then. He was on it in 2009, it says here.
Yeah. Yep.
Because I remember Peterson and Hardy, and that's when it really kind of took shape, because that happened pretty close. Those incidents happened right around the same time, and those guys were placed on there. So, I'm with the caller. I don't think he'd be placed on there, but clearly teams around the league must think that he is. And not to mention, there also has to be some thinking to teams that say, all right, well, it ended badly in Pittsburgh. He didn't want to play in Oakland, and the Patriots got rid of him. Why would it work here?
Right.
Now, there's always one team that might convince themselves, like, you know, Seattle maybe convinces themselves this will work here. But some of the other teams might be a little scared off by that.
Well, the greatest franchise in the NFL convinced themselves after his history with Pittsburgh and Oakland that he would work there.
But the other 31 are not the greatest franchise in the world, and they don't have Brady and Belichick, and they just saw how he hated Carr, how he screamed at Mike Mayock. So if you think you have a guy that can't stand up to Brown, or more importantly, a guy that Brown doesn't respect, you're really running the risk.
I think that there are a number of teams who wouldn't even consider it. If he was,
just,
if there were
know,
no charges,
you have to know
nothing.
Yourself and say, right. All right, is this going to work? If he doesn't get the ball thrown to him by, you know, Ryan Tannehill or Marcus Mariota, this is going to get ugly quick.
And I think that when the Patriots cut him, those teams all said, well, forget it.
Yeah,
if they can't make it work there with that organization, how am I going to make it work here with Andy Dalton?
That's why I think it was a smaller list. Now, maybe the Kansas City Chiefs, you know, maybe especially with Tyreek Hill getting hurt again, maybe you know, the Seattle Seahawks. I do think there was still a market for him. You know, when Josina Anderson said three teams were interested, I believe her. I bet there were three teams. you know, it's a far cry from 30, but it's still, it's teams that all you need is the one to be willing to sign you.
2 days ago, and we talked about this, I forget what day it was. A couple of days ago, he posted a picture on Instagram of just him in his Patriots uniform. And then today, he posts the picture of him in his Patriots uniform with Tom Brady and his apology. On his Instagram story, there's a picture of him in an Eagles uniform. I mean, is he just a scattershot job application here? Somebody, anybody, give me a job.
I think he is making it clear that he wants to play.
There's two teams that could use a receiver.
Yeah, for sure.
You know?
So, oh, yeah, watching the Eagle. I mean, watching Aguilar drop another pass in the end. I mean, it would have been a nice catch, but drop another pass, you got to be thinking they could really use somebody.
Yeah, I all it is a matter of the first question, which I haven't been able to. I've been looking all over the Google machine for it. I can't find out if you can cut a guy from the exempt list.
So our guy, Ryan, yeah, I don't know if you
because if you can, then it's a no-brainer.
Well, was Kareem Hunt on the exempt list when the Chiefs cut him?
He was on the exempt list. Yes, they put him on the exempt list. They cut him later that day.
Oh, so you can cut him then.
So yes.
The timing of that was exempt list, then cut.
Yep.
It wasn't, okay.
Yeah, then, so our own Ryan Hannibal, WEEI.com, he believes that the November 30th deadline that we've been talking about for Gronk only applies to Gronk because he's on the reserve retired list, whereas Brown is just a free agent, so he could sign at any time.
Right.
A few years ago, didn't the Patriots pick up Steven Jackson like in December or something?
Oh, yeah, that was late. Right?
And then wasn't it like December?
Yeah, that's actually a good call. Yeah, I think so. And he would kind of wish they didn't.
Yeah, no, I didn't say it was a good idea, but
no.
But I seem to remember it was really late in the season when they brought him in.
Yeah, let me see when that was.
Oh, December 21st, even later than I thought.
Wow, yeah, yeah.
So, yes, I guess technically.
So, Brown, yeah, so we can keep this going all year then, Dale, and I will.
Yeah. Yep.
Make no mistake about it.
Yep.
Mike's on the cell phone. Hey, Mike.
Hi, guys. This call has absolutely nothing to do with Antonio Brown.
Okay.
But I called a couple months ago. I'm the Air Force guy who's been to Doha, who may or may not have used Dale's credit card at a hotel.
Well, it happened.
Sure. Yeah, sure.
How did it turn out, Dale? Did you get everything squared
away?
Oh,
yeah. I didn't have to pay a dime.
Okay. All right, good. So, anyway, I was down on Twin River on Saturday. And I was at the video poker machines down in the smoking area, and I could have sworn this big guy with a cigar in his mouth walking by with a look like he was on a mission, blowing by us, looked just like Big Steve D'Ossi. Would that be a true statement?
If I was on a mission, that meant there was a steak waiting for me upstairs.
Yeah.
All right.
Man gets hungry.
In your mouth, with a cigar in your mouth.
Listen, I smoke cigars constantly, so what's the difference?
There's a chance.
Yeah, odds are if you see me, there's a cigar going on unless I'm where I'm not allowed to smoke cigars like my own house.
Well, I don't think it was lit. I don't know. Well, so anyway, I blew through $500, but luckily I had put a few bets in and I won $800. So now I'm on my way down there now to cash in my my sports tickets.
You want to double down?
Yeah. You want to roll that over?
What do you guys think? You think I should like ride on red or? What do you guys think? What do you guys?
Oh, bet the NFL.
Shime, you got a pick for him?
Bet the NFL.
You got an early pick for him,
Shime? What do you think? I mean, I looked at the lines, but they're not as good as they were last week. I mean, I don't know.
I think you take a little bit of it. Just sprinkle a little on the Indianapolis money line on Thursday night.
Oh, you like a little on the Colts money line.
Interesting.
Thursday night, so you don't think, okay.
That way you don't have to wait around for the weekend.
Good point.
Indianapolis cost me another $300 because I took Jacksonville, I think they were +2.5.
Okay.
And I thought, oh, Nick Foles is going to do something.
Crazy then, talk. Yeah. First game back.
I care about Mike's gambling issue.
Yeah. You can hang up on him, Dale, any minute.
Okay.
You are in charge of that.
Yep. Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, well, that too. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Our text line is 37937. We've got Kiefer Madness coming up. I have no idea, although he sort of kind of gave us a clue earlier on, but the clue went over my head.
Ooh, over your head.
Oh, another one.
Well, kind of. No, I'd be a little could loose be with it, but yeah, you can see. You'll see the connection.
All right.
Kiefer Madness is coming up right after we trend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
With Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Kiefer Madness?
Kiefer Madness?
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
What now?
Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say?
Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great buildup and then nothing.
Keith is a nice guy.
Keith's a nice guy. Okay.
So screw you, Keith.
Yeah.
Right. Screw you.
Yes, exactly. We don't need you.
Stupid jerk.
Need you.
Kiefer Madness. Rich Keith is just that guy makes you laugh.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
He stood there for an hour looking at himself in the reflection, pecking at it and making love to it.
We have two new things that police want parents to pay attention to: drugs and gangs.
You know, just saying Phoenix even sounds amazing.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
There she is.
She's back. Oh, she's a real gem. It is a Tuesday at 30. That means it's time for Kiefer Madness. Do you guys enjoy superheroes?
Yes. Who doesn't?
Who doesn't? Vigilante justice, perhaps?
Oh, of course.
Clint Eastwood, one of my heroes.
Do you like cleaning
Charles
up,
Bronson?
Do you like cleaning up the streets?
Of course.
Same answer.
I all that is true. So we go down to Nashville for this story where somebody is taking matters into their own hands.
There's a different kind of patriot walking the streets of Nashville. He might look like Captain America, but he doesn't call himself a superhero. Photojournalist Dan Blommel spent time documenting the man known as the Shadow Patriot, Nashville's citizen hero.
The Shadow Patriot. How do you like that?
Yeah, the guy's got the news presenter has gone a little for the dramatic edge.
Well, it's a pretty dramatic story,
Shadow.
I would imagine.
Could have said Shadow Patriot better, though.
The Shadow Patriot.
It's a mouthful of a name, though.
Not all heroes have superpowers, right?
True.
Like Batman, not a single superpower.
He's
Iron
filthy
Man,
rich.
Not a
single That's a superpower.
That's a superpower.
They're both
yeah.
filthy rich.
Right.
The Punisher, not a single superpower.
Right.
So why not the Shadow Patriot?
The Shadow Patriot, Nashville's citizen hero.
Nashville in the daytime it's a fun place to be.
This is the Shadow Patriot. He's sort of narrating his own story.
Wow.
I don't know. They must have been a slow day in Nashville.
It would be better if he sounded like this.
He does not.
No.
No.
As the sun goes down, all those things take on a grayer tone and become sometimes bad, sometimes dangerous. There are problems, and that's where the Shadow Patriot comes in.
It gets nasty at night in Nashville. So this guy,
Isn't it a little bit just a drunk town?
It is a little.
Yeah, you got to watch out for all those bachelorette parties going down the main drag.
I feel like it's one of the safer cities.
Oh, yeah.
I have a feeling it's one of the safer cities.
Yeah.
He is dressed, for lack of a better word, like an a-hole.
That seemed a little judgmental.
I'm just trying to paint a picture.
What's he got, a giant A on his...
He's got sort of like a Captain America-ish outfit, but he's got like a helmet on and like goggles. He looks a little Evel Knievel-ish.
All right.
He's got a cape. He's kind of walking around. As you'll hear...
Cape might be too much.
As the Incredibles taught us, don't wear capes.
No.
No capes. Get stuck in the airplane engines and everything else.
I'm the Shadow Patriot. My creed... My motto is serve, protect, inform, inspire.
Pretty good things.
Yeah.
He's like a modern day John Cena.
Didn't Adam 12 have the same motto on their car? I think so.
But if you can live your life this way, I think it could be good.
Is serve, protect, inform, inspire.
Serve, protect, inform, inspire.
Inspire.
What if I don't want to know what you know?
You should share it.
Somebody once asked me on this station, a caller asked, what does WEEI stand for? And I said, we educate, entertain, and inform. And he said, oh, thanks very much. I made it up.
That's
I
awesome.
Mean, no, that's not bad. That's great.
I just made it
that's
up.
I mean, good. I like that.
Shadow Patriot. I'm a citizen hero that patrols the streets of Nashville.
Really?
Really.
Seriously.
His name is Shadow Patriot.
I'm a citizen hero that patrols the streets of Nashville at night.
Awesome.
During the day, I promote America.
He's going to get killed.
Yeah, I mean, he's someone, like a, you're going to find him in a gutter this guy. Somewhere. You see
Wait.
This guy, you want to punch him square in the mouth. And so he walks around during the day, and he just tells people who he is. He's the Shadow Patriot, and he's there to clean up the streets. And then
how?
He walks around. Well, during the day, he doesn't need to. It's, Nashville's very safe during the day. But if you heard, it gets dark and gray at night.
Oh, so he's not picking up trash. He's actually...
No. He's actually literally cleaning up the street. He's trying to make sure there's any criminals out there, any ruffians. You know.
Is this guy jacked or something?
He's like not.
6'5", 260, jacked.
He is
just
incredibly average height.
Is he a ninja?
Not a ninja. He's none of these things.
Is he karate
he's
man?
Not John Cena.
He's karate
probably,
man?
In fact, average might be a compliment
all
to
right.
this guy in all aspects.
You never know. It could be karate man.
At night, I patrol downtown a lot. I patrol the pedestrian bridge. This bridge has, I guess, is having a problem now with women being attacked, so that's why I'm out here tonight. Downtown is getting a little bit rougher, and the police can't be everywhere at the same time, so I just kind of watch, keep fights down. Happy.
Imagine you're diving in the middle of
keep
fights.
The fight.
You know what?
Down.
But think about it though. A guy comes up. You're about to square off with some other guy in a bar.
Yeah.
And a guy comes up in a cape, in an outfit, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Right there.
Winches.
You have two choices. You start laughing and you go have another shot,
or
you knock him out.
I was gonna say both guys
right.
turn and
right.
beat up the quote hero.
Yeah, but you're laughing.
The
you're
Shadow Patriot.
You know, he's
yeah,
bringing,
yeah,
he's
he
doing,
is.
His weapon is humor.
I hope so.
Unintentional,
really?
Yeah. Unintentional humor.
It's probably mace.
Yeah.
After you, madam. Be careful.
After you.
Be careful. What's crazy down here?
He's polite, if nothing else. Yep.
After you,
after
madam.
Part of being an American is protecting your neighborhood.
I think that's up there, right?
Is he from Nashville, actually?
I think he must be.
See, no.
Doesn't
sound,
like it at all.
I'd rather have had, you know, the old Charles Bronson protecting my
right.
neighborhood
yeah,
than
this
guy.
I think he's going to cause more
right?
harm.
Give me a little death wish.
Yeah,
can
I know.
Patrol
so
the streets.
So that's when the patrols started. Basically, they're just an extended version of a neighborhood watch. I walk the street. I keep my eyes open. Most people are ignorant of their surroundings. They'll walk down the street and not know who's behind them. I'm the Shadow Patriot.
So
not this guy.
I shouldn't have done
not
this.
Not this guy.
Because it's
going to
ruin
the
whole...
Doesn't he look like an a-hole?
Oh, totally.
I mean, that's the only way to describe
I want to beat this
yes,
guy
you
up
do.
Now.
You just see him walking around. He's got a helmet on. He's got goggles. He's got a nice mustache.
He's got
a, nice
he's got a
mustache.
Catcher's chest protector on.
Oh,
no bullets will penetrate this.
In case there's a foul ball, he should be okay. Yeah, the guy is just... I don't. And he's just walking around. Like, during the day, he has an American flag. At night, just his own fists, I guess.
He looks like he stuffs his trunks, too. He,
Dale, I mean, what, why? Come
do
on.
Do you see this?
He's got a zucchini in his pants. That'll intimidate
Hi,
some people.
By the way,
Shadow Patriot.
Where do you get
Shadow
goggles
Patriot.
That size?
I don't know.
He looks like Ant-Man.
He does look a little bit like Ant-Man.
Are ignorant of their surroundings. They'll walk down the street and not know who's behind them. I'm the Shadow Patriot. Be careful while you're down here, all right? Nice
like
to meet
Captain
you.
Captain America.
No, Shadow Patriot. Captain America is a fictional.
Okay, you're real.
You know, I'm real, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a big difference between me and Captain America. Thank you very much.
So I'm looking at, he's got this, like, this holster thing.
Yeah.
Strapped to his leg, and there's something in the holster thing. It looks like it's just a flashlight, but I mean...
It's a flashlight.
Okay, well.
Yeah, it's a flashlight. Well, you got
to
be able to see
it know.
At night. You got to be able to see at night.
I'm the Shadow Patriot.
Yeah, we know.
Here's a hint. Maybe take the stupid dark glasses off. You could probably
see
better
thing.
If you did
can't
that.
Can't see a thing at night.
No, Shadow Patriot. Captain America's a fictional...
Okay, you're real.
You know, I'm real, yeah. I'm not a guy trying to emulate a comic book character.
I
don't want to call myself a superhero because I don't have
Good.
Superpowers. I'm no faster than you. I'm no stronger than you. I don't have radioactive blood. I'm just a regular guy. Oh, sorry. I stay...
But I do have my baseball chest protector.
I can guarantee
awesome.
You
my
he's
goggles.
Not faster than you
great.
Or stronger than you. There's no chance, this poor guy.
Oh, that was...
You see him, too?
I do. It's
take a look
outstanding.
At him. Can we tweet that out?
It is
out
so good.
Shine at Dale Keefe, WEEI. Tweet out a picture of the
especially
sky.
The one where he's standing there holding the flag, looking all superhero-like.
Oh, my God.
Shadow Patriot
the Shadow
here.
Patriot.
I don't have radioactive blood. I'm just a regular guy.
No radioactive
I'm sorry.
Blood.
I stay anonymous. anonymity is the first line of defense.
This is important.
Yes.
This is important. He's anonymous.
Right.
Because all we know of him is the Shadow King.
Yeah.
We don't know who
and
he
his
is.
Family told him to stay anonymous.
They were hoping that he would.
People have tried to pull me into alleys, and I've, you know, that's what all this armor and stuff is.
Wait, oh my what? Gosh.
You're going to pull you into an
it's,
alley?
It's
and then
not,
your,
it's
your
not
catcher's
armor.
You're playing your looks, softball catcher.
He looks like he's dressed up for Halloween.
Yeah. Oh, he does. He looks is like it, a Halloween character.
Is that where? Is he trying to become like a Nashville sort of local?
Batman.
Oh my God.
Nashville's Batman.
It's like that guy in Times Square who's playing the guitar in his underwear.
Naked Cowboy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit. Yeah. A little bit of that.
He's
Nashville
got a little talent, though. He can play some guitar, at least.
True.
And I've, you know, that's what all the armor and stuff is for.
You in alleys?
Yeah. None of this is about me. Nobody knows who I am. There's only three or four people who know my real identity.
Alfred.
Wow.
Robin. Catwoman. Nobody
wow.
else.
I think what sets the whole outfit off for me is the Black Duster.
Yeah,
looking
that
like
is
he's
nice.
High Plains Drifter.
Who is this? John Constantine? Who's this guy?
My real identity. It's not about me. It's about the Shadow Patriot and promoting America. I can't imagine not doing this, and I can't imagine not doing what I'm doing until I'm so old that I can't do it anymore. If I can,
we're close.
I was gonna say, note to self.
We're all around that time.
Exactly. Once you turned 11, you were too old. All right, stop it.
Does he do?
What else does he do?
He stands there with his
alleyways.
Well, during the day, yeah, he's promoting America, and then at night
he stands there with his hands folded across his chest.
Pretty much,
that's what he does.
Paces the streets.
Yep.
I can't imagine not doing this, and I can't imagine not doing what I'm doing until I'm so old that I can't do it anymore.
Is that like a? Is that like a bicycle helmet that he's wearing?
Yeah,
what
pretty much.
That?
It's like a motorcycle bicycle helmet.
It's not a motorcycle helmet.
But it's got a star on it.
It's got a big star on it.
Star in the forehead.
Kind of what it is.
It looks a lot like your helmet, actually, Steve, now that you mention
same
it.
Model.
I do have a flag on one of my helmets. You're right, now that you mention it.
Yeah, it looks very familiar.
I have those goggles, too. Oh, my God.
You're the Shadow Patriot.
I'm an idiot.
Steve's the Shadow Patriot. We just exposed him.
But you know what? Might be something I could do.
I think you could.
Streets of Boston.
I think it'd be very good.
Need a hero. Oh, my God. Look at him. I can't wear tights like that. Hold
no,
on
you can't
second.
Do that. Can't do that.
He's got a cod piece. He's got a...
I told you. It looks like his trunks
are
stuffed.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's stuffing.
That's awesome.
What are you going to do?
Make this world a better place than when it was when I got here. That's the goal.
Thank
this
you.
Is my city.
There you go.
I got to help
He just
everybody.
Saluted a building. Oh, I'm sorry. No.
Beautiful. Play him off.
Good for him.
He's dedicated. Yeah. He really is. Good for him.
Bless his little heart.
This guy.
Bless his heart.
We had to trim it down too because they just let him go. He just did like a 5-minute thing.
They had time to fill on the local news in Nashville.
Yeah, and then at the end,
he's dedicated. Yeah. He really is. Good for him. Good for him.
Good for him. After is, all that, good for him.
It is a catcher's chest protector.
Yeah, it's all it is.
With an American flag sewn onto it.
That's it.
So we've tweeted it out.
Yep. Shadow Patriot.
I just want to know where you get those goggles.
That's Steve.
No, not even Steve's goggles
I don't
look
know.
Like that.
Yeah,
oh, they do?
Yeah, a little bit. They're not because they let air in while you're riding, so they don't fog up.
Oh, well, yeah, I can't have that.
Only on the motorcycle, though. I wouldn't wear.
No, God.
Okay,
no.
Maybe
no,
at the beach once, but.
No, you wouldn't.
All right, maybe.
After a couple of Cosmos.
Oh, my God.
Oh, gosh.
Now I got to go ahead and rethink my entire motorcycle wardrobe. What's wrong with you guys?
Well, first of all, add a cod piece. All
yeah,
right.
And, oh, my gosh. No room down there. Do they make them in double X?
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Go on Twitter. Go to the Daily Keefe Twitter account. You'll see him. You'll see him in all his glory.
Shadow Patriot.
Back to your calls in just a couple
that
of minutes.
Great.
Daily Keefe with the Aussie.
I'm the Shadow Patriot. I can't imagine not doing this, and I can't imagine not doing what I'm doing until I'm so old that I can't do it anymore.
Shadow
He's
Patriot.
Dedicated.
Yeah.
He really is. Good for him. Good for him.
Now back to Dale and Keith on WEEI.
(617) 779-7937 is the telephone number. We believe that Isaiah Wynn will play Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys. He'll be ensconced in the place of Marshall Newhouse at the left tackle position for the Patriots. And I do think, Steve, you can tell me if I'm overreacting here. I do think it will make a fairly significant difference to the Patriots' offensive issues. I think Tom Brady has got that little internal clock in the back of his head that right now is on 1,001, go! Because his blind side is blowing him up. Now, he has also been inaccurate. I'm not absolving him of any of the issues here. Right. But I think Marshall Newhouse has been so poor at ostensibly the most important position on the offensive line. And I think Brady is skittish because he thinks he's going to get drilled right between the shoulder blades.
I would think that Wynn is in there. I don't think he's in there 100% of the plays. But wasn't there a need for N'Keal Harry to step up? And he wasn't active in the first game. He was there, but he was deactivated for the game. Granted, that was an away game, if I remember correctly.
That was at Baltimore. At Baltimore. Could have played, and he didn't.
Right. So maybe that, I mean, that holds some difference. Is the urgency there more for that left tackle position than the receiver position?
Yes
I think so, too. I think so, definitely.
I think, but wouldn't you say the offensive line as a whole has been bad, and it's not strictly left tackle sucks. Left tackle sucks. Like he's a backup player.
He jumps
he's a
out at you.
Player.
Though.
He does jump out at you. The highlights or lowlights, if you will, of him just having guys run by him is bad. But having a bad left tackle, is that going to completely ruin your running game? Is that going to completely shut down your running game because your left tackle is no good? It's not going to help.
I think it's going to help the passing game more because I think Brady is. I mean, that's the blind side, to use the old movie term. I mean, that's the side that, and you can almost see it in his head. I got to get rid of this thing now.
Yeah.
Sometimes before guys have had a chance to get open.
Agreed.
That's true.
It's going to help, but is it a cure-all? Is it something that's going to?
That's my point. I think, and I don't know offensive line play as well as others, but. Like Shaq Mason should be one of the best guards. He's paid like one of the best guards in the league. He's had a good track record.
And last year he was.
And he was. This year, I'm not as sure.
I agree.
Same with Tooney and all those guys and even Cannon. You know, Cannon.
The David Andrews situation hurt you a lot.
That hurts those guys up the middle big time. But Marcus Cannon's another guy who really a all over the map career. He had 1 year where he was all pro. He had another year where he kind of played like Newhouse. Like he's been all over. And now he's not that bad this year by any means. But. He's not exactly a guy that, you put him there and there's zero problems. So they've had their issues across the board. It also goes back to tight end where, let's say your left tackle was average, but you had a really good blocking tight end next to him. Now, whether he's chipping or on run plays, he's helping out there, and now you're moving the ball. You take that out of the equation. You take a fullback out of the equation. And,
agreed.
You know, like Trent Brown, for example. Trent Brown, better than Marshall Newhouse, but Trent Brown probably doesn't have the season that he did last year. If Gronk and James Devlin were missing.
That's as big a part of the running game as anything. And I'm not counting on a guy like Isaiah Wynn to change the fortune of the running game when you don't have Devlin, you don't have a good blocking tight end. But Patriots, we've already realized that odds are the Patriots aren't going to win by their running game this year anyway. They're going to need Tom Brady in that receiving corps. Although they did switch horses in late stream last year and started running the ball better than they have, but you don't have that same offensive line. You don't have that tight end. You don't have that fullback. So that option might not be there like it was last year. It's going to be an upgrade. It can't not be an upgrade. It has to be
an upgrade at the most important offensive line position.
Agreed.
Yeah.
But it also helps. It helps a lot. The more you play with the guy next to you, the better you are. There's absolutely everything in the world to be said for guys that play next to each other, and you know automatically what that person's going to do. You can watch it on film all day. You can theorize about it. You can talk about it. You can do whatever you want. But there's no substitute for handling, especially as fast as these pass rushers are nowadays, handling the stunts and the different things that they can do. If you know that guy next to you is thinking just what you're thinking, that's the biggest one of the biggest parts of playing the O-line.
How long's he been practicing? 2 weeks, 3 weeks, something like that?
Yeah, that sounds right.
I guess my question, and a texter wanted to ask you specifically, Steve, because you played in the league, can he be ready to go Sunday, you know, because he's had, what, 2-3 weeks of practice time?
Yeah, conditioning, you're never 100% ready in that situation, but sometimes you can just gut it out, and it also depends on, the prolonged drives. It depends on the amount of, the type of plays you're doing. Run blocking usually is a lot easier than, not easier, but less less of an effort.
Because it's acting, not reacting.
Right, right. And you're oftentimes a run block lasts for 2 seconds. Good pass blocking should last for 3.5 to, you know, more. So, the question is it going to be a massive upgrade? No. Is it going to be an upgrade? Yes. And that's you got to take what you get.
And then it's sort of hold your breath that he stays healthy the rest of the way. And,
yes.
You know, it's a small sample.
Not a great track record.
No, it sucks. You know, he was pretty durable at Georgia. I think he missed like a game due to injury, but missing all of last year with a torn Achilles, then dealing with a toe injury this year. So it's all kind of this lower body stuff. And there's always guys, piles and guys falling into each other. You just say, you know, every time he goes down and is slow to get up, you're going to be saying, all right, Marshall Newhouse back out there again. Oof. And that's what's scary, too, is he could play really well for 3 or 4 games, get your hopes up and say, well, the offensive line's not a problem anymore. And then you go into the divisional round and you're back to Newhouse. That's a scary thought.
Agreed.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. We've got an hour to go. OMF in here at 2 o'clock. Steve DeAussie's in the house with Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.